There are no coincidences in the realm of the spirit. The person you sit next to, the fact that you came for fellowship, the job that you have, the fact that you don't have a job. There are no coincidences in the realm of the spirit. There's a scripture I read in the book of Isaiah. I forget it. It has skipped my mind. But God was speaking through Isaiah, and he said, I curse you and your gods of luck. Luck, L-U-C-K. Now, there is no luck. There is no coincidence in the realm of the spirit. Okay? Man, okay. I need to... Can I get 4 volunteers? Come. I've explained in the past, and I'll explain again, that God sees time differently from us. Time is different. And I've explained before that the Bible says in the book of Isaiah that God is high and lifted up, and he inhabits eternity. So where he is, there's no time. Yes? But then when he creates the world, he wraps it in time. Okay? Now, there's a reason for that. This is our Adam. He's created in the Garden of Eden. He's created in a state of eternity. Because in the garden, time was not time that we have now. Yes? Okay? Now, his age is not mentioned until after the fall. Meaning he was not growing old. No one was counting. Huh? In the garden, it was perpetual bliss. Timelessness. No one was counting. Alright? So he could have been there for 1,000,000 years. It was an ever-present now. We know that time is present according to scripture because the sun, the moon, and the stars are created. And you can tell seasons from the sun, moon, and stars. Eh? I want to rush through this. We do not know what a baby born in the Garden of Eden would have looked like. Every baby has been born after. Hey, Vanai. Praise the Lord. Eh? Let me leave that. Eh? So, Adam did not have a child inside the perpetual bliss of eternity. The moment he sins, time is no longer now. For the first time, it has a past and a present and a future. Huh? The moment he eats the fene, time takes on a different form, past, present, and future. You're with me? So from that time onwards, from Adam, the Bible says, and Adam lives 130 years old, begat Seth. Seth lived, begat and died. Seth, and it goes on, you know? So time after time after time, people live and die. Time is affecting men. So everyone is moving forward. There are 3 types of time. There is horizontal time, which existed the moment Adam sinned. It's chronological in nature. Horizontal, so you move forward. You're born, you walk, you get married, you die. So that is horizontal time. There is another time called prophetic time. Give me Ephesians 1, 9 to 10. The Lord has whispered. 9 to 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. What that means is that time repeats itself. That's why the Bible says, the thing that has been is the thing that shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. You're with me? What it says that in Ecclesiastes 1:9, eh? The thing that has been is the thing that shall be. There's nothing new under the sun. So ideally, you should be expecting things to repeat themselves. And I was explaining to a few people over the weekend that the reason why God allowed that type of time is so that we can learn about him. Because if time was not cyclical in nature and things did not repeat themselves, it would be very hard for us to learn about an invisible God we cannot see. So he repeats things. so that men can learn. There are repetitions on earth. The Bible says, Genesis 8:22, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Okay? So they will keep repeating themselves. So it is ridiculous to bind bad seasons. You can't bind a bad season, because night and day, and night here is not just referring to the lack of the sun, because Jesus says the night is coming, referring to his time of arrest. You understand? So it's ridiculous to bind night season. But I'm going to take you somewhere. Oh gosh, I'm taking you somewhere. So things continuously repeat themselves. Now, I want to show you, because men see time from this perspective. They could also see it from the cyclical perspective. Because if you look through scripture, the Bible says in Isaiah 46 verse 10, I declare the end from the beginning. So God, the way he sees time, he sees things from there and sees the end. You're with me? God does not see progressively like we do. And I explained, I really have to summarize this, that time to us is like being on a boat on a river. You can only see the river that you're under as you move. But a person on a mountain can see the end and the beginning of the river. That's how God sees it. That's how he sees time. Praise the Lord. That means you can't surprise him. But then scripture says he has put eternity in the hearts of men. Now I'm getting somewhere. You see, along this timeline, this horizontal timeline, which is your life. I want you to look at this as your life. Along this horizontal timeline, there are things, because God sees the end from a beginning, that he placed there for you. Every life here, every single life. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So you don't do a good work and it exists all of a sudden. It exists somewhere and you walk into it. Now, I'm about to tell you something that is extremely important that you should never forget. Never forget. That because we live in the realm of time and we're always moving forward, we panic. Time is running out. Biological clock. I just had to put that one there. I had to put it there. Rabbi, I'm getting old. Rabbi, I don't have a job. You panic. Because you're a person who was put in the realm of time, but if you only see it from the perspective of men, you will think time is running out. That's why there are statements in the Bible that are supposed to encourage you. It says he redeems the times. What that means is that it's possible for you to move ahead and have lost time, but God resets. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. You're with me? Your cousins have got married, or your friends have got good jobs, or your business has not. And in a moment, in a twinkling, he just resets it. And you find yourself above those who had gone ahead of you. That's why, remember sometime when I told you, speed doesn't matter if you're heading the wrong direction. You might be in a rush, but to God you're on the wrong path. Not your portion. So the people who are in a rush, you see them, they're all over the world. They have succeeded, but in heaven their names are not even whispered. No one knows them. That's why if you read through the story, the Bible says in Luke chapter 16, don't go there, the Bible talks about a rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus is named because heaven knows him. The rich man has a name, but the Bible does not name him. You understand? Because from heaven's perspective, you might have nothing on earth, but be valuable in eternity. Now, because God sees things from the end, he sees it from the beginning. He sees the end from the beginning. He desires you to see things the same way. Now, that's why whenever in the Bible an angel appears before Gideon and calls him as a finished work, he says, "Oh, mighty man of valor." He sees the end from Jesus calls Peter a rock in a time when he's not. That means you are not defined by the now. You understand? When a prophet is prophesying, he picks along this timeline. Now, I need to explain to you something. That the way the spirit realm sees time is the end is seen from the beginning. Paul said something. Jesus said something actually. Matthew 5:48 says, "Be you therefore but perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Now this is a crazy statement. Because from a mindset of men, how can someone be? But in the realm of the spirit, perfection is not achieved, it's received. You understand? It is received. It is bestowed upon a man. And he receives it. Now, all these works that have been placed along this timeline, you don't wait to get there. You don't. You must perfect the art of seeing it as done. And this is the secret to walking into all things that God has prepared for you. It's why scripture says all things work together for good. Now, remember what I said. The moment Adam sins, time takes on three forms: past, present, and future. But before that, it was only now, present. Our perception of past is that what something is done, it is finished. And future is that when something is to come, it's not yet done. That's how we see it. Heaven does not see it like that. In the Bible, it is possible for something in the past to not yet be done, and something in the future to be done. Oh my sweet Jesus. I hope I'm not confusing anyone. Eh? It is very possible from the spirit realm for something in the past to not yet be done, and something in the future to be done. Now, let me give you an example. This is Isaiah 53, a profound chapter for me, very profound. Because in it, I don't know what Isaiah was going through here, but there are things here that astound me. He says, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Verse 2. "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant." Notice he's talking in future tense. "He shall. Before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness." He's now talking in the present. He has no form or comeliness. He said he shall, and he says he has. Then he says, "And when we shall see him." That's future. So he's used all three in one statement. Now, Isaiah, are you talking about the past, the present, or the future? He goes on, verse 3. He says, he is despised, present, and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, talking of Jesus, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. That's past. He was despised, past, and we esteemed him not. That's past, verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs, present, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was past. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Actually, if you read the whole Isaiah 53, he's just switching from past, present, future, past, present, future, past, present. It's because when someone taps into eternity, past, present, and future can be combined to become a thing that is now. You understand? And so it's possible for it not to have happened, to be happening and will happen. Now, I'm going to make this practical to you, please, for the person who might not be on the same wavelength. But you see, that's why the Bible says in Revelation 13:8, it says the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the earth. Hold on. So Jesus died. But then he comes into time to die. And the entire time prophets are saying he's coming. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh? So from the spirit, things are seen as finished. When they enter time, you're just playing out and walking into something. That's why Jesus says, I do nothing unless I see my Father. It's in the realm, everyone here is a book. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it says Jesus literally fulfilled a book in heaven. And you're a mini book, a word becoming flesh. You're picking things that are written and you begin to walk into them. You don't do works, you walk into them. And that's why, if you have a mindset, it's possible for a person in the realm of time to be doing what's wrong. And the Spirit says, look at my perfect life. And you say, what? You get offended. you get offended until you rise. For men who have seen eternity and seen from the perspective of the throne of God, they never see someone as they are now. And interestingly, neither does the devil. Because remember, I made a statement sometime. He doesn't attack you for who you are now. He attacks you for who you will be. A becoming. Notice Jesus did not say become perfect. He said be. There's a difference between becoming. It implies you're not. Be means you can, you actually are. You're just not taking the posture. English. But you understand, right? If you're becoming something, you're not it. If you be it, you are. You have the capacity. So it says, be ye perfect, even as my Father in heaven is perfect. Take the posture. And perfection in the realm of the spirit is, it can be a mindset. You can get a mind of finished work. Heaven sees things from the end. It sees from the beginning and sees the end. It sees the finished work. You must learn to capture that mindset. Because if you look only at now, the devil uses present time to manipulate your posture. That's why in the spirit